Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Tyrant But Deadly. Last week, you guys cleared out sections of the library area that you'd been in, and then decided to head back the way you had come. You passed by a room which some people just took a quick peek in, but Chaser walked in to actually take a look at what was in the room. And while he was doing that, the rest of the group opened the next door and found a couple of what appeared to be scientists, and got into a conversation about you guys being the new recruits, and then they showed you they had known all along that you were not recruits, and then they attacked, and we left off with you guys fighting against these two obvious casters, as per their counter spells and attack spells, and these giant bone golems, as identified by Rosvin. So that is where we're going to pick up right in the middle of that combat. Or actually, we're still round two, so it's not in the middle, per se.
After Chaser's turn, there was two bone golems, now there's one.
We only did one round?
Yeah.
Did you pass out our coins yet?
I did not. We also had as close to anonymous as possible, as close to unanimous as possible vote for Chaser to get the extra hero point.
So there's what, two bone golems and two caster dudes?
No, there's one.
One bone golem.
And the two caster sisters.
There was two at one point.
Oh, we fucked one up already?
No, David did.
Fuck yeah. Fuck them bones.
Remember David or Chaser punched it and then it showered all over you with the remaining bones?
Remember how I was hiding and then you decided to yell, "Hey, Chaser, what are you doing?" Ruining my surprise.
I didn't say, "What are you doing?"
Entirely.
I think I told you that there was enemies in here.
Maybe. But
they don't know who Chaser is. They had no idea I was talking to you.
But they knew someone else was around.
And Morgana, was right next to me.
I busted the door, ran
Chaser,
in.
He could have been Chaser.
Keystrike.
Chaser could have been some random guy behind you, because, like...
He's chasing you?
That Chaser.
There could have been an animal
somewhere
named Chaser.
I'm pretty sure you also
he
turned around
to say it. He could have just taken a shot and wanted another drink behind it.
Hey, Chaser, what are you doing? Glug, glug.
Oh, God, what is happening? No, my neck cracked like three different times and I barely moved.
So you know exactly what happened.
You really need to see a chiropractor, bud.
I'd probably just die. It hurts too bad.
See, whose turn is it?
Not mine.
It's Rosvin's turn, which I think you probably knew that. You're just,
No, I actually didn't.
Segway!
It wasn't a segue. Now that the bone golem stood up, you said that the tables, like, collapsed?
Basically, yeah.
Alright, is it all just difficult terrain now, or is there still some that are standing?
The very back, like, wall area where Chaser came in?
Mm-hmm.
Those are still basically up back there.
What about the one that's
the cross
directly...
piece is up? And about 10 feet of the table.
What about directly diagonal to where Chaser is standing towards me? So southwest? Right there. Like where next to the spellcaster. That's right there. That one that's closer to us.
That's crushed because the bone golem came charging through there.
Okay, so I can stand there. It would be difficult, but I can stand there?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to hunt prey on the sorcerer that's right there. And I'm going to stand... I'm actually gonna take a page off of from Clay's book, and I'm gonna try to like prep my dice a little bit. So these are just test rolls. I haven't done that yet. Hold please. So Jay, do I know anything about these people?
They appear to be elves.
Oh,
knew that already.
Yeah.
And that gives them things like low light vision.
Sounds like you got a
pretty
good
really,
roll.
It's an elf. Actually, half elf. You gather so best of both worlds, allegedly. But that would be a critical success knowing that.
Yeah. I let them know, and now the first attack that they have gets a +1 against that specific creature.
What type of bonus?
Which one? That creature like that person or the creature type?
That specific creature.
But they're clearly twins, so like I
that
feel like
specific
we should get
creature.
It against both.
It's always that specific creature.
It's a circumstance.
Believe it or not, twins aren't the same people. Like, a lot of twins act differently.
The ritual?
Yeah.
Cool. And then I'm going to... I have my weapon two-handed, because I did that before, and I'm going to attack her.
His critical success thing is basically he notices something specific about this one, like a limp or something that he's able to point out a specific weakness on this particular creature.
Oh, it's because she has the glasses.
Yeah, well, sure. We'll go with that.
She has a lazy eye.
I'm going to take that attack now. 35.
Yeah, that's a crit.
Cool. That's 37 damage.
38?
Is that it?
37.
Did you include your striking?
Yeah.
And the +1 from the ritual?
That's not to damage, is it?
No.
Nope.
Attack only.
So 37.
Right. I was getting Organa's thing.
You said 37 damage?
Yes.
All right, so this big bone creature is going to swing out at Rosvin. Rosvin just...
Reach out and touch me.
His pal there.
It has a 10-foot reach?
Yeah, look how big it is, boy.
No, 15.
He's at 50 at first. Like, what? Wait, is there... What is Rosvin standing on?
A crumbled
counter.
Okay. So he's within range of my...
Yes.
Okay, base.
Oh, actually, you know what? 15 feet, that actually works out. It's going to use two actions to use its broad swipe maneuver, which makes two strikes with its attack against two adjacent foes, both which are in reach.
That's fucked up. Who's... They don't swipe me.
It could reach Chaser?
15 feet.
Adjacent to each other or adjacent to the monster?
He is 15 feet away, too.
Based on I just want being to know able what to hit the, two, might, I'd say adjacent
Yeah, it might
creatures.
Be adjacent to it, because it's...
Well, it's still too adjacent
it's a broad
to it.
Yeah, swipe.
Yeah, so it'll
it's still too adjacent to it.
Yeah, I'm so it just changes the hitting. Target.
Well, hold on, because... Broad swipe, I'd assume I'm swinging out this way, because a broad swipe wouldn't hit left and
Mike,
right.
You're going to lose your hero point.
What I did?
You're going to lose your hero point.
Why, what'd he do? He should.
You he know knows what exactly what he
you
did.
You know what I did, too.
I do. No, I don't.
He wasn't watching.
What'd you do?
He assumed.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Mike, hero point.
He made the joke, not me.
I didn't make a joke.
He told Mike.
Yeah, broad, it does make sense. Like, it's in the reading. I wasn't sure. Like, it looked like... Foes adjacent, looking at it as adjacent to each other, but adjacent to it makes a lot more sense with what the attack is. So Chaser's gonna be fine. However, Cosma.
It's fucked
I don't
up.
Care about Cosma, so.
Well, fuck you.
I don't care about Chaser.
You're lucky Cosma cares
fuck
about you,
you.
Or wouldn't use his reaction, but I'm not a metagamer.
I said I don't, not Rosvin doesn't.
So, you're lucky I'm not a metagamer, or I wouldn't use it.
I ran in here, Shining
so
Fist shattered one of those things.
You get, well,
I
the ritual and then mine, yeah.
So Rosvin first.
I'm not saying you're a bad fighter,
it's not,
but I just
it's
don't,
only
I
for
don't
the
like
sorcerer,
who you are as a person.
The spellcaster.
Oh, this is the bone guy.
This is the bone guy.
So I get a plus one.
He has to hit first.
I just don't
I
like
to do
you,
damage
yeah,
first.
You're the problem. What you do is fine.
Yeah, what
did
you do
you roll
is great.
For it to hit?
No.
Okay, so you have to hit first.
He has to do damage.
And then
you
have to do damage after that, and
yes.
Then he can do it.
Exactly.
Because he's over there rolling already.
I rolled.
Oh, I saw.
I keep rolling.
I hope he misses, for obvious reasons, because I don't want to get hit.
25.
Are you defensively?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it hits.
I cast Shield, and I cast Phantasmal Killer.
One of them got fizzled, though, right?
Yeah, the shield. Because that would have been on you, too, actually.
And then she Grim Tendrils you.
Yeah, the shield would have been on you.
Shield has to be on you.
Yeah, Forbidding Ward.
That's what it was, though. It was Forbidden Ward. It would have meets beats.
You're going to take 9 less damage?
I know. I appreciate that. It's the only thing you're good for. And also hitting things, apparently, because as we've learned with the wrap-up, you
healing.
Do the most damage.
13 points of piercing damage.
You take your attack now, Mike.
Take 9 off. Do you have resistance piercing, too? Is that just something I have?
No. I don't have resistance piercing.
I do.
Why?
I think Musman's on my took. Well, I think it was a feat.
Jay, it's not negative damage, is it?
No, it's piercing.
It'd be negative piercing.
Yeah, but don't act like that. It could be both, right?
Could be, but it's not.
All right.
Well, he said no, it's piercing.
Yeah, he said no, yeah.
Like it can't be both.
But he would have said it was piercing negative. Jay doesn't generally make mistakes.
I was just asking.
Especially when he's GMing. When he's GMing.
Everyone heard that, right?
I gave you a compliment. I said, when you're GMing.
He's come out.
I can easily edit that.
That's disinformation, sir. Canceled.
Mike, that's a 30 on you.
Oh, yeah. That'll hit. But that's a 33 to hit him, bitch.
That will do it.
Yeah.
And crit.
Fuck that thing. Bones.
Crazy. You killed the first one with the crit, right? I crit on this sorcerer or spellcaster or whatever. He just crit on the bone. We're not heroes.
Shut up.
I got 2 crits in a row. Because both hits my flurry. Wah-ha-ha.
I don't care.
Be 11 piercing damage to you, Mike.
Okay. 32 slashing. Piercing, sorry.
Oh, that's less than what
and
I did.
And I have more damage coming. Okay, that's not good, but that's not much better. But 3 positive damage. 32 pierce, I think.
Yes.
Right? 32 piercing and 3 positive.
Rosvin told us last time that these things are weak to bludgeoning.
I said, I think
right.
They are.
You know that, right?
I said, don't also trust me.
He's wrong quite a lot.
Yeah, he said it was a love bug and it almost killed him. So,
yeah.
I mean,
but just
it set up Cosma to kill me.
For reference, he informed us that it is. And so that is information that we technically have, whether we think it's right or not.
Cool.
I also don't have any bludgeoning on my fist, which
No, that's
sucks,
fine. It's, I just mean, like, in case there is something. It is something I have.
Oof, that's a hefty hit, huh?
I mean, it was a crit.
No, I'm telling the one that hit us, because it hit both of us. I looked at Cosmo and said, oh, that's a hefty hit, huh?
Not really.
All right. Cool.
Wasn't that bad to me?
Well, Cosmo's getting the last one because you just fucking wrecked on its face, so it is coming at you with this last action. 24 to hit.
Miss. You felt like all your damage didn't go through, Jason.
None of it went through if I missed.
Not for the first hit.
You're an idiot.
Okay.
My resistance piercing.
He knows that.
Imagine if he cared.
I mean, he tells us all the time, so
your
I was giving him the truth.
Because we don't know that.
Because we care.
How?
One of the feats. That's okay. I get to pick a type.
False.
Was it a feat?
You're a paladin who gets the armor training.
Battlestar Galactica.
Once you get certain levels in armor, your armor starts granting you extra things besides just AC. It grants resistances to damage and such.
It's actually pretty cool.
But I think it might only be he... Like, I don't think light armor does it at all. I think it's got to be the heavier armor to do it.
Because I have medium armor, I think. Yeah. Scale mill.
Cool.
Scale. Scaly.
All right. So you see the sister in the back start making hand motions. Whoa. And cast a spell.
The sister in the north?
The sister in the north.
And then she kind of jumps a little bit and then flies upward.
GM, how high is the ceiling in this room?
The ceiling's...
About. Like 10 feet, maybe, right?
Ceilings are 12 feet high.
12? Oh. So I wasn't that wrong.
She does fly up to the ceiling. Cosma.
Let's fuck this thing up. We'll attack the big arrow in front of me. I'm gonna smite him first.
It is smote.
28.
28 will hit.
Ooh. I'll roll the d20 for damage. That would be nice. 9 piercing.
It does not all seem to go through.
4 good damage. 6 positive damage. Pop, pop. It is silver, just and magic for undead resistance, if that matters. We'll swing again. That's not good. 17?
17 is not going to do it.
That's it. Smite was an action. Question. The end of my next turn means the end of my whole next turn?
Yes, that's
the one
that's
after
what those words mean.
One.
So, like, this is your current turn?
It was a current turn, yeah.
So your next turn would be the one that you have next.
Well, it's a lot better than I thought it was.
What?
I thought it was end of that turn, but it's end of next turn. And if they attack one of you guys, it's till the end of that pose next. It extends it.
Oh, longer. It extends it if they attack us. That's
what is it
cool.
extending? What's happening?
My smite duration is extended. I don't have to keep using the action to do the extra damage. Because it's 4 good whenever I hit. Evil.
Morgana.
I'm going to inspire courage for everyone. Since it looks like the fight is turning pretty well for us. And I will cast Forbidding Ward on Rosvin and the bitch with the glasses? Is that the one in the back?
That's the one next to me, right?
The one that's flying or the one in front of Rosman?
I don't know.
This is the flying one.
Which one are the glasses?
Yeah, I thought last week I had said it was one in the back, but then...
I thought you did too.
...made comments that this one was wearing glasses. That's why he got the...
I mean, you might be right. I don't remember which one was which. The one in the front's the one that was casting spells at you.
That's the one that stopped my spell. Oh, I'll cast it on her then. Why not? Rosman and that bitch. The one that cast that stopped my shield spell, I guess.
Yeah, thanks.
And then they grim tendrils to you. You should take a page out of their book.
She also starts casting a spell and then flies to the ceiling.
I'm worried.
You're also up, Chaser.
Even though it's not my turn. If they're 12 feet up, can I hit them with my reach?
Is your reach 12 feet?
No, but it's 10 and I'm not zero. More, I'm more than 2 feet tall.
They're 12 feet up. So if someone was 12 feet away...
Yeah, if the ceiling's 12 feet, I'm like...
The ceiling's 12 feet. They can't be.
Right.
They can be...
Because they're not...
7 feet
on,
up?
They're not a bug on the wall, on the ceiling.
Unless they're laying flat, like, their feet are only 5 feet above us. Right?
What? And I could just skewer them.
Their feet would probably be more than 5 feet, but less than 10, I would think.
How tall are they?
A typical elf, probably high 5-foot range, 5'8", 5'10", somewhere in there.
So let's say that they're 6 foot.
As females, maybe
12
maybe
foot
6
ceilings.
Foot.
Well, they're half elf, so they're going to be a bit shorter.
Eat, okay.
5'10", maybe. 5'10". 5'8".
How weird. It doesn't say how tall they are.
Why would it?
Come on. You make this world. I need to know how far off, like, how far away in my reach vertically they are to know what I'm going to do.
They're out of your range. I can tell you that. They're definitely not 7 feet tall, so you only have a 5-foot range. And you can't hit them, though.
But how far out of my range?
About 2 feet or more.
And how tall are the... cabinet shelf things,
the ones that are crushed
tables.
To the ground, they are
only these ones up here, like where he's standing,
but
this one back
here
where she is, it is not crushed.
You don't know that.
I do.
It
he specified
here it crushed on top of it.
He said the back one. He said that back one's not crushed.
You cannot reach them.
Okay,
you can.
Great.
Because you have a reach weapon, and that is the only reason.
How high can I jump?
I don't think you could jump and swing with one action. Like, you have to jump, land, and then swing again.
I can't do it midair?
I'm pretty sure no.
The jumping, the leap action that exists can get you to vertically jump 3 feet in the air.
Okay.
But it's its own action that would end before your other action.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
And I do believe that there are things that can be taken later on that lets you do all of that as one thing. Basically unlock the things as you level up.
All of that in a bag of chips. Someone else hit those too. I can't reach anymore. And I'm going to use my movement to try to flank the other bone creature with Cosma, if possible. I know I have to move over some things, but I know some of it's crushed. And I have 40 foot of movements. You never guess what I'm going to do.
Flurry of blows?
Flurry of blows, that's right! That is a number. Math is so hard for me sometimes. 28 to hit on the first.
28 does hit.
29?
28 to hit.
Because it's flanked, it's actually a critical.
Great. The other one was a 2 on the die, which is going to be 15.
16? Even flanked, that still misses.
It was right next to the damn 20. Okay, so just the one hit then?
Yeah.
Oh, not bad. 15 points of bludgeoning damage to it.
16? I inspire courage.
Yeah, 16.
Quality plus 1.
Quality plus 1. And I'll try to hit it one last time with my last action, which isn't going to hit. 18.
Oh, what was the damage?
16.
16.
What type?
Bludgeoning. And I have things to bypass. Hold on. My attacks count as silver and magic when attempting to bypass undead resistance. And I have mystic strikes, which count for bypassing magical resistance as well.
Alright, well, the bludgeoning doesn't seem to do anything extra in particular to it. However, you still do enough damage with your punch to bring this creature down as well.
My fists! They're too strong!
Not gonna help you too much at the stuff on the ceiling, though.
And that was before I did that last attack.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'll move so I'm technically flanking the non-glasses wearing lady with Rosvin, but I can't help flank.
When I see him start to move, can I free action be like, you probably not, don't do that.
Why?
Okay. Okay.
Why?
All right. Because I have something planned. Don't do that. But, I mean, you can continue if you want.
Trying to avoid going too far with the free action to explain an entire tactical situation.
I mean, I'll
I can't say anymore, so just...
I'll move back to where I was, I guess.
Thanks.
Great. Still use the movement.
It's your call, but, like, when he started to move, I would have said that to, like, avoid him moving. So I don't know if that's him using the action, because I'm trying to stop him from doing
well,
that.
Well, he would have to have, like, stopped there for you to know he was stopping there.
That's fair.
Because if he was just walking, you would have no reason to tell him not to stand
there. Yeah, that makes sense. That's better.
I could have thrown a dart at her.
You could have.
If you had drawn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forget about that. That's it. That's all I got. I'm not good at sky people.
Rosvin?
Free action. I'm going to drop my bastard sword.
Okay.
I'm going to draw my bow out. And I'm going to use one of my arrows to hit the further one. Ooh, I can hunt prey on that one.
Attempt to hit.
Because it's just... Now, it's in my quiver, so I just pull it like a regular arrow, right? Like a special one? So yes, I will hunt prey. Yeah.
She is also a half-elf.
I crit again?
No.
Oh, I just know that. Okay, so do I have to hit her and then it explodes? Or does it just explode because I'm hitting her with an explosive arrow that explodes?
Still have to hit.
Okay.
Does he?
When activated ammunition hits.
It says ammunition any, activate as an interact. So does that mean I have to, that means I can't hunt
You're
prey?
Spending an action to activate the arrow.
So then pull the bow, activate the arrow, shoot the arrow, so I can't hunt prey? Or is the interact a part of the firing the arrow?
I believe it's part of firing the arrow. Oh no, this one actually has, you have to spend an action to activate it then.
Can I take back my hunt prey? Since I did not know that.
Sure.
So I'm going to try to hit her with this arrow. That is not a d20. I picked up a d10. I can know the result, right? I mean, it's a 23.
23 would miss.
Okay, so I'm going to use my hero point.
You're going for the one more in the north, yes. The glasses one?
25?
25 will hit.
Nice! Okay,
26.
So 26 still hits, right? 26?
Yes.
Did you add the plus one to the other attack?
No.
Did you take the minus two for using a longbow within 30 feet?
So 26 to 24 misses then.
24 hits.
24 hit. Great. That's math, right? 25 to 26 minus 2, 24. Yeah. Okay. So I need, I'm doing it on the corner, the southeast corner of her square, because it's a 10-foot burst. So I have to pick a middle, like an intersecting spot, like a corner of her square. So if I pick it there, it hits both of them. So it's a center of four squares, and then it goes out those four squares and then two in each direction. So I looked up the template.
Oh, those four squares and then two?
Two out for each direction, and that's a 10-foot burst. Does that make sense, Jay? And I put, if I center it in that square, it'll hit the other sister, but not me, right? Am I wrong? The that corner, so the intersection of those four squares. So it would hit those four squares and then two squares in each cardinal direction because it's a 10-foot burst, correct?
It would miss you.
Yes, but it would have hit Chaser if he stood there because even though they're up, it goes 10 feet down also.
It would have.
Yes. So I need a DC 25 reflex for both of them.
18 and 33.
So the 18 is a failure and the 33 passes. 18 total. So then
the one explosion
that,
damage?
Yeah. Do I still hit the arrow damage too? Because it's just a black soot and then it explodes. So it's not an actual point.
It's an arrow covered in black soot.
Yeah. So do I still do the arrow damage too? For the one that I hit, quote unquote hit? Because I hit her with the arrow, technically. It just exploded afterwards.
It looks like this one is just an explosion.
Okay. And that's my turn.
Now it is her turn.
Makes sense.
She's going to spend one action to fly over there. And remaining flying, she's going to lower herself as well. And then she is going to grim tendrils straight down that line.
Oh, fuck. Ooh, damn. All three
so
of you.
So I'm going to need fortitude saves from all three of you.
Yeah.
So 32 with a natural 20.
33?
Yours is?
No.
25.
Mike?
21.
Well, Mike, you'll fail.
Wait, what number did I give you?
21.
21.
Oh, I can't math.
Oh,
well, yeah, we know.
It was 24. Fortitude, right?
25?
No.
Yeah, fortitude.
It is 24.
24.
24 still fails.
Was this tendrils? Was this damage?
Does this have the negative subtype?
Yes, it does.
Mm. 26.
Want to use it?
Why 26?
I get a plus one because we have a thing that gives us plus one status bonus to spells against our saves that are...
Which doesn't stack with our blessing thing.
Plus, was the blessing for...
Status.
It's for saves.
Saves? Okay. 26.
Doesn't stack.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't...
I didn't add it to the 25.
I don't think he did the blessing either, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't add the blessing, so it's still 26 just for a dumber reason.
Mine's still 32. Which, if it passes, it auto-passes, or critically passes, right?
I think I remember this one being pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is
negative,
it's damage.
It gives you
it's
a bleed.
A chunk of damage.
Yeah, I'll use the hero point.
And it's hefty bleed damage.
It's a couple D4 and some bleed.
That's worse.
Haha, get wrecked.
It's a 15. No. 18. Why can't I math?
Which one is it? Because that's very important.
I rolled a 4, so I have a 3. Yeah. Or 13, so 18.
18.
I have a 3.
Say, that's a terrible fucking...
Why can't I not today?
Fortitude
ever.
For...
Today?
Yeah, you're
it's
never
worse
good
today,
at that.
I keep adding my perception, that's what it is.
Alright, so Clay, you'll take none. Both of you fail.
Got me once, bitch.
I failed?
Now I know that spell.
Oh, no.
Not getting me again with that one.
Because yeah, you said, Mike, you fail, and I was like, oh, that means that, you know...
Ooh, that's gotta hurt.
First time you cast that, I didn't know what it was.
Now I'm making it mine.
It's a lot of dice.
It's a heightened spell.
I told you, yeah, it's a hefty one.
Why are you still rolling?
It's Wait. A heightened spell.
You stopped them.
Probably at least
yes,
4
I'm
D4s.
Trying to fucking count here, asshole.
Probably at least 4 D4s plus a D, 2 D6s of bleed.
Who D's? No shot.
It's possible.
17 negative damage.
Reduced. Well, reduced by 5.
4 persistent bleed.
Do I take the, because I passed, do I take the bleed or no?
Success is no persistent bleed. Cosmo, you're up.
Is that one within?
No.
No? He moved me within 10 feet of that bad boy? I guess the fly.
Not that one. The one that's down, I think.
No, right. Either one. Actually, that
one's
one.
Flying.
Yeah, I can hit it.
Oh, you can hit it. That's right. I'm stupid.
They're both flying.
I'm stupid, sorry.
No, one came down. The tendril one came down.
She's still flying.
Oh, she came down.
No.
She's still flying.
Oh, so it doesn't matter. Then I get either one, same.
She's at your level, but she's not on the ground. She's okay. Still flying.
So technically, even if I move and then flanking with that one, I wouldn't be flanking because he can't hit them, correct?
Correct.
The one that...
If he moves here, will he be flanking with Roz?
No.
Since he's not a threat. So no. He can't deal damage, hit it from there. So just move me... If you shunt me one that way, I'll be within range, right? So I'll go there and I will take a swing. 23.
23 misses.
It's actually a 24, but...
Well, the is 24 this the first time you're hitting this one?
22. 7. 7, 15, Mike. 22, and then the 1.
Mike.
Why do you only get plus 1?
Mike.
Because that was only until the end of his turn. He already had a turn.
No.
Wasn't it? You're,
no,
you're plus
it's
one?
The next time you hit this thing. It's, there's no next turn. I know next turn confuses you,
next
but
turn
this is
I
not...
hit it?
Yes.
The first time you
until
hit this.
Until the end
the
of next your
time
next
you
turn
hit
is
it.
What you said last.
No, for his.
That was for your smite. The next time you hit this thing, you get a plus 1 to hit.
So 24 does hit, correct, you said?
24 would. Well, actually, she cast shield on herself, so 24 would not hit her.
Okay. So I'll take my last action swing swing again. 14, 24, 26.
26 will hit.
This one would be 25.
25. You said the first time I hit.
The next time you swing. The next time you try to hit. The next time you swing.
That is different.
That is different. That is different.
I get it, but
a plus one to hit the next time you hit. How the hell does that make sense?
He said a plus one until
I
hit.
I know, but how does that make sense to give a plus one to hit until you hit?
I'm going by what he said. That.
Okay.
It's his ability.
Like, I get it. I misspoke. The next time, the next two hit, it is plus one to attack.
So 25.
The next time you attempt.
If it was damage,
right,
that would make more sense.
That would make way more sense, yes.
Did 25 hit?
Yes.
5. 11 piercing. Oh, it, I don't think this. If it's undead, 3 positive.
She is not undead.
Yeah.
Is that your turn, Mike?
Yeah, that's 3.
Organa.
I'm going to inspire courage again. Did he hit? No, right? Did Rosin hit?
Oh, no. He did hit once. He
hit
on
Rosin
the second
hit?
Attack.
I hit with fire.
She got caught in the explosion, but...
Okay. Forbidding Ward on Kazuma and the one in front of him.
All right. She starts casting a spell.
Son of a bitch.
At Kazuma.
Sir.
I was going to say I'm surprised they're not targeting me because I destroyed both golems, but I can't hit them currently.
You could probably hit that one.
The one that is lower?
Yeah.
I was going to confirm on my turn.
Okay.
Mike, I need a will save.
Well, that's real bad. 18.
An 18 will fail. You start to feel your joints and motor functions cease as you begin to feel paralyzed. However, as this is an incapacitation spell, and you are more than the required amount of levels higher than it, your level of success is actually one greater, so it becomes a success. So instead of being paralyzed, you are stunned 1.
Wow, that's a big difference. So because we're higher level than it?
It's because you're higher level than the spell.
Oh, okay.
There are spells that have incapacitation effects that can completely take someone out of a fight. So if you're 2 times higher than the spell level, then your level of success is increased by 1.
I have to do my check.
Oh, for the end of your
check
turn?
For the bleeding.
Well, you got your 4 bleed also.
So I take the
you
4,
take
then
the
I
bleed,
check.
And then you make the check.
19.
Oh, yeah, that succeeds.
Yeah.
Man, if only you had, like, a nice little thing made out of wood with dials on it that would tell you when you're bleeding and such, and...
Well, I'm not bleeding anymore, so...
I mean, you were. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could have looked at it. Could help you.
I took it one turn. I took the damage. It was 55 and 51.
And then she's going to fly away. Chaser.
They're next to each other? I mean, one's flying. So the other one is lower.
One is at the ceiling level, one is at ground level.
Great. I'm going to move over to the one that's on, air quotes, ground level, and I will, get on the north side of it, so that way someone has an easier time flanking, if so chosen.
I'm going to spit roast her.
The north side of her is
table.
Still a standing bit of table.
Okay.
You can go, like, one next to it, though.
Can I stand on that?
You'd have to jump up there.
Will that cause an action, or just more movement?
A leap would be the action to try to get up there, and you only leap 3 feet, you'd have to climb up there with an action.
I'll stand next to her on the opposite. I mean... Hold on. Okay. Where does it get crushed?
She's at, like, the last spot that's crushed.
She's at the last spot that's crushed. Okay. But this one's above, right?
Yeah, she's in the sky, so to speak.
She's gonna shit on you.
I'll move diagonal from the one that's on the ground, then.
Yes, there?
Right there.
Okay.
Because I don't want her dropping on top of me. Although, maybe that would be convenient. Flurry of Blows. 36.
That will be a critical.
Great.
37.
She's playing.
Watch your damn mouth.
Oh, I'm 40.
That's... What?
I'm just saying
no,
numbers.
No, because your thing doesn't stack with the blessing.
Oh, we added that.
Heroism.
That's fair.
Next one is a 29.
29 will hit.
Great. Your thing gives me bonus on damage for each dice roll that I do, right?
Like each like attack. Each attack, not each dice roll.
But the crit includes it?
If it's a crit, you get a plus two instead of a plus one.
Great. 46 points of bludgeoning damage.
Plus one?
Plus three?
That's why I was asking. I meant to, like, for each time that I roll my dice, I basically get a plus one, is how it makes sense in my head.
Okay.
Shouldn't have come down here. I'd like to hit her again, please.
I believe I said you fucked up, right? I did tell them they fucked up,
mm-hmm.
right? I thought so.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
That hit's not gonna hit. That is a 16.
17.
16.
Correct. That misses.
Great. That's it.
Rosvin.
First action, I'm going to, a free action, drop the bow. First action, two-handed, pick up my bastard sword.
Second, because haven't left that spot.
I haven't left the spot. Second action, I'm going to move into flanking with Chaser. And third action, I'm going to swing at this caster. 31?
31 will hit.
Nice.
We should keep one of these ones alive.
Why?
Information. They know something.
14 damage. Okay.
You did your striking on it?
Yes.
You added the plus one from Organa?
Yes.
And that is your turn, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
So how do you suggest keeping one alive without her throwing spells at us a lot?
Knock them out.
She's flying.
For now.
You gotta sit here and eat spells until she stops flying? Just have Cosmo chase her around the room?
Honestly, I think that would be hilarious.
All right.
She flies away from Rosvin and goes up slightly as well, so she's 5 feet up. She's still within range because it's just 5 feet above you, so just like 5 feet there, you also have 5 feet above. And then she's going to reach down and touch you.
Reach down and touch you.
Chaser.
What's the point of that? I don't understand.
What, the flying?
Yeah.
So that they
bonus
can't
bonus, usually. They're able to get harder to hit when you're flying.
I'm not affected at all by difficult terrain.
That's the only thing I was thinking, is the shelves.
Also, if I'm up higher, then like you guys, well, you, but the rest can't touch me.
But the 5 feet doesn't matter. That's what I was saying, why they weren't going higher.
You can't physically touch her.
Physically touching them anyway.
But she, this
is not true either.
This is a touch spell, so she needs to be down at this level.
That's actually not true either. I have throwing knives.
Yeah, I have darts.
The daggers, yeah.
But we have to take them out as more actions.
No, I don't.
Yeah, suck it.
You
nerd.
Watch your damn mouth.
You watch your goddamn mouth. Put
yours
some respect
are on your
on
necklace,
big booty
and it
tosses, name.
It's an action to pull it off the necklace still, right?
Well, yeah, but it's not an action to take it out.
But it's an action for me to grab my dart. So, like, what's the difference?
Well, I don't have to pull it out.
Yeah, here's the score.
She says, you shouldn't have gotten this close, and reach out and touch you, and her nails pierce through your skin, and you start feeling your lifeblood being drawn out of you. I need a fortitude save.
You came to me! 32? 17 plus 14 plus 1?
That would succeed.
Okay. I'm not going to roll higher than a 17, so I'm not going to try.
Okay, just making sure.
There's no way that's real.
Yeah.
Vampiric Touch as a 4th level spell is 8d6s of damage.
Ooh.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
8d6s?
It is a touch spell, so it's a touch spell for a mage, so that kind of makes sense, honestly. You shouldn't be getting that close to them.
That is their, like, shit. Shit got bad. What is the damage? Is it negative?
It is negative.
Okay.
30 points of negative damage.
Is that after the...
I don't do that. I tell you what the total is.
Great.
30 points.
So 15. So minus the 5, 10.
You get 15. Oh, did you pass it or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea what was happening.
Yeah.
I passed, so it was 30, cut in half, 15, reduced by 5.
And you notice her wounds start healing.
So I will use my reaction. David, you will take 9 less damage.
I have 9 less?
9 less.
Oh, wow.
And I will shine forward, 23.
24?
No.
I took 1 point of damage from that.
Nice.
That whole thing, all of it, I took 1 point. So her sinking her nails into me and like sapping my life force was more like and just like a scrape.
Yeah. You felt it, and like her nails came out. It was basically just a little drop of blood falls off the tip of her nail. Just like a little drop fell off.
I appreciate that, Cosma.
I got you.
Cosma.
Oh, ooh. She done fucked up. It's great that you got that reaction off, though, because you didn't need to waste an action moving now.
I will figure slash deduce that they are evil, and I already used my hero points.
Probably a bad idea.
Well, you have hero points next time if you survive, so.
I will smite the one in front of...
Chaser.
I was going to say David, but... And attack it. Her.
The one in front of David is you.
That's true. That is actually true.
That's a miss.
What do you consider in front of?
North of. North of David.
Well, it does not matter because I did not hit. And I will attempt again. That's a natty daddy.
What are you talking about? You just said you don't have hero points.
It uses another attack.
So which one are you attacking?
That one.
She's at the ceiling.
Which one?
The one he's attacking is, I believe,
did ask.
That one.
I asked that one because that's the one I prevented. Right?
To me, it looks like he's pointing at the northern one.
I'm pointing to that one.
That's the north one. Yes, that's the north. He said the one in front. That's the north
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
that,
she's at the ceiling. You can't reach her.
Oh, then on the other one then. Whichever one I can reach, obviously.
Because she's actually outside your range at that point.
That one, obviously.
The one, to the left. Yes. Of Chaser, Jason.
The one that you're adjacent to?
So the first attack was a 20.
20 you'll miss.
The second one is a natural 20 for a 31.
That'll miss. Because you're stupid. Stupid tax.
That will hit, and the natural 20 makes it a critical success.
I will take the card.
You're not a named character.
You've lost your name privileges.
Piercing?
Yes.
Pinned arm. As the bow critical specialization effect, and the target can't use one of its arms until freed. If using a melee weapon, you must drop it to gain this effect.
I have to drop my weapon?
Yeah. That's what it said.
Yeah, it said that in the text he read.
I don't want to do that. Oh, because then I can't fly. But then I don't have a weapon.
Yeah, that's quite the conundrum.
Can you even let go of your weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it, like, formed as part of his arm or something.
No, he summons it.
So if I take the ability of the card...
Yes.
You'll lose the weapon.
I lose my weapon.
Yes.
I would have
lose
to.
It.
What does pinning them in place do? Just keep them in place? Or
yes.
Does it have any
they
other
have to
bonuses?
Make an escape a check to, like, basically rip out of the thing. And
I would assume they wouldn't
be able
to attack with one of their arms.
Yeah, they also
too.
Can't use that arm if it were necessary.
So when I saw it cast spells before, did it need both of its hands to do that?
They generally don't need both hands to cast, no.
Almost never.
I don't know if it's worth it then, because then I can't use my reaction, really. I mean, I guess I can against that one because I can punch, so I can still prevent damage. I can still prevent damage from that one with a punch. I just can't use, really wouldn't be able to do much with that one. But if I can dismiss it and rebring my weapon back at any time.
Up to you.
Is it double damage still? I don't have another weapon. I guess I could just resummon it if I need it. I just dismiss it and take it back, so yeah.
Alright.
Fuck it, we'll pin it. We'll pin her. 16 piercing damage.
Is that including Organa's plus 2?
18 piercing damage.
You know, let me do my work, or...
Does the smite damage get doubled?
On a crit, yeah.
So 8 good damage? Yeah, I didn't roll a positive. That doesn't do anything, right? This was not...
Positive will not affect living creatures, correct?
Yeah, so 8
At least
eight
for
good.
Damage purposes.
8 good.
And what was the other?
10. 12. Zorgana's 2.
No, 16. 18.
Right, wow.
Yeah.
Math. About to double it. I think that was... I smited, I missed, and then I hit. So 3. That's 3. Are you fucking kidding me?
I knew that was going to happen too. I knew that was going to happen.
If it wasn't a crit, it that might not have done enough damage to kill it. So.
Yeah, but I meant like specifically because he wanted to pin her. I was like, that's going to be enough damage to kill her. I was like, wouldn't that be funny?
She's definitely pinned now.
Oh, yeah. Her arm is pinned to the floor
Cosmo,
for sure.
Cosmo, I don't think she's breaking free.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Organa.
Keep them alive if you can, please.
I'll move into the room, finally.
What?
You heard her.
She's been in the hallway this whole time.
And I will damage undo Daze.
I'm sorry, you'll what?
Hush.
They heard me.
Yeah, we know.
I'm casting Daze.
Will? Will for this one, right?
Yeah, will save, yeah.
34.
Woo. All right, that passes, but it doesn't critically pass. It's 5 damage.
Okay, she is flying out toward the door, and then she's going to stop there. And Rosin's the one that blew her up, so Rosin's getting the shot. She's going to cast a spell, and a piece of the broken desk or table on the floor at your feet just flies up and cracks you under the chin. That'll be a 34 to hit you.
That is going to be a crit.
It could be worse. Could be Vampiric Touch that you crit on.
Cool.
It's a lot more damage.
Yeah.
26 bludgeoning damage.
Ooh.
With the 86s? Went to 1 to you? That was the one that only did 1?
Well, it's negative.
Yeah.
Which you have 5. Resistance to.
And then my 9.
I succeeded.
He saved. I critted.
Did you roll really bad?
No, I critted just now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I critted.
I'm down.
What?
I'm probably down.
That wasn't all my damage.
Which roll? Only the normal.
Only half of it.
Hi, Roswin.
26 non-crit. Holy shit.
24 more.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm down.
Didn't she just watch Kazuma murder her sister?
I'm a weapon.
Because it's still in her sister.
Yeah, she can get away from you without a weapon. He's got arrows that could refollow her. And he fucking blew her up.
No, he was trying to make a case for coming at me. I'm like, I don't even have a weapon.
Rosman, I'll put you at dying too, because it was a crit. I don't know if unlike Mike, you're using the nice tracker thing that I bought for you guys.
Yeah.
I saved. It didn't matter.
Chaser, you are up.
She's still 12 feet up?
Yes.
And I can't leap at someone and grab midair, because the leap is one thing, and then the grapple would be another, correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
Can I grapple the door to keep it closed? Because, like, if I just stand in front of it, it swings into the hallway, and she can move through me, but it reduces her space, right? I thought you could move through enemies, but it...
She'd have to tumble through you.
Okay.
No, she wouldn't. She's flying, isn't she?
The door isn't up to the ceiling, I don't think. So she'd have to go through him. If I didn't get dropped by a crit of a cantrip, I was going to go and shut the door and try to hold it closed. Like, no, stand there, bitch!
You could close the door and try to hold it closed, yes.
Okay. I'll action one, move to the door. Action two, close the door. Action three, keep it closed real strong, like.
All right.
You're not getting away.
Or are you not getting away?
I'm not trying to.
Cosma.
So now I have to open a door to get to her.
How about...
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
We're inside the room.
Oh, that door. Okay.
What other door? What?
I don't know why.
We're all in the room.
I don't know why. I thought these were...
I have to go through this imaginary door. This is why we need to describe what doors there are.
This is the door I'm at. Goes into the hallway.
I don't know. I thought between the shelves was the door.
I've closed the door, and I'm blocking
it. She went outside. He closed the door, and held it like, you can't come back in here.
These parts here are not the...
Nanny. Those are tables.
In the center of the tables is not difficult terrain.
That's just normal floor.
Like I said, are they doors?
Yeah.
You know they're tables.
You could also just pick it up as you walk past.
You can just grab it, because it's literally in...
Sounds cool,
it's
though.
Literally right...
It's in your space, on the floor, in a dead body.
That you killed.
I did.
That you killed.
Yes.
They're evil.
What? Who said anything about them being evil?
Yeah. You didn't say my good neighbors didn't do anything, great, so they were evil.
What a great paladin. They're evil. Who said they're evil?
But no one said anything about them being... Good or evil, Mike? You're just like, they're evil.
He said I killed it. I was like, it's evil.
You did kill it.
I was saying it.
And it's not evil,
die.
So such a bad guy.
He wasn't shitting on you for killing it. He was just saying that you killed.
It sounded like a bad thing. I'm like, it was...
No, I just literally said the words, you killed him.
It was a bad,
or you killed
was
her.
A bad bitch. And last action, swing. Ooh, that's a good number.
Don't kill them.
It's too late.
Well, I can't promise that.
I had already said so many times.
At least six times. That's why I used damage on
new
days.
To listen, though.
That's why I used days.
Yeah. Good for you.
But he hasn't rolled his damage yet.
Doesn't matter. You have to announce it's non-lethal before the attack.
Yeah.
He rolled
it's
and
evil.
Declared.
I'm not going to do non-lethal. Do it.
It's not evil. He didn't confirm it's evil. You're just making assumptions and killing things based on this. You've got this
deduce.
Sixth sense
figured,
of, like, judgment. You're
figured,
like,
wait,
I deduced
wait.
That this is evil.
Would you consider them as fleeing?
It doesn't matter. It's evil.
Yes, it does.
Not for Paladin, doesn't. Read my code.
Not if it's evil.
Read your code to me.
Doesn't say anything.
He doesn't know
you
it.
Can't let evil
I
live.
Can't let evil escape.
That's a real thing.
Has nothing to do
fair,
with weird.
To be fair.
He doesn't have to know it to read it to him, which is what David said.
I mean, he doesn't have it. Is that better? He doesn't have it to read.
But at the same time, he's not supposed to let evil run free.
But he's allowed to offer them
and
a chance of redemption.
Yeah, but he already attacked.
No, I can't. That is not what the code is.
That's evil. No, that's if they're not
undead.
Dead.
If
they're willing, if he can see a way that they can become
redeemed?
Viable, like
redemption?
Redeemed again. Then he can work something out with them. But
that's really
undead.
More of a Saren Wraith.
It says I still have to put them down.
Hey,
I
Mike,
can just do it
roll?
Without combat.
Because it's too late. It doesn't matter. I mean, you
without
already...
unkilling it?
Yeah, it also doesn't matter because they already attacked. But...
Hands off the chest
piece. I don't even
you
know what you said.
The undead one. It's not evil. It's undead. I can... It's weird. With the fucking...
What did you roll to hit?
33
hits.
Critical?
No.
Fuck you, bitch. Her, not you.
I roll higher next time. I
clarified. Her, not you. 10.
Roll higher next time is right.
11 damage. 11 piercing damage.
12?
No.
How much?
10.
11.
11. I said right the first time.
Just piercing?
The one, the dead bitch was the smitted. And it's not undead, so that's three actions. You told me in game you don't want me to kill her, right?
Yeah.
No?
Your halberd becomes heavier as her body slumps over it.
Nice.
Wow, nice. You're a dick.
What a good paladin you are.
I can't let evil escape or live.
And we're going to go discuss this off air, because we'll see you guys back next week.
No! Dickhead!
Tyrant But Deadly is a production of Called Shots Entertainment. Pathfinder and the Pathfinder Adventure Paths are property of Paizo Inc. Music by Dark Fantasy Studio. You can visit our website at calledshotsentertainment.com, where you can also find links to our various social media pages and production outlets. You can also stop by our Discord. We'd love to chat. If you like what you hear, please consider sharing us with your friends and sharing a rating wherever it is you listen to podcasts. For Called Shots Entertainment, I'm Jason. See you next time.